This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only Lexi Pantera in the building. How you doing?
How are you?
Excellent.
You look good in person.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I feel like I haven't heard that in years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I feel like I probably look better on the internet where you can't see all the fucking nasty
I give you
white
an A
hairs.
Plus.
Really?
In person.
That means a lot. Thank you. I really need, like, we don't take men's, self-esteem to be as important as I think it is. There's a lot of guys out here walking around feeling ugly.
Oh, it's extremely important, especially when it comes to dating.
Right.
Guys, it's number one.
And I mean, who's shooting up buildings? Who's doing all this crazy stuff? Man, make a man feel good about himself, right?
You think that's why people shoot up buildings?
Yes, because they're not getting enough compliments.
They bust windshields out. They throw phones. They do crazy stuff.
I know. And like, what's the girl from TLC? She fucking burns one guy's house down and we all remember her.
Left
for years
guy, she better.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably deserved it. I've never done crazy shit like that, though.
You never burned a dude's house down?
Well, I just... That? No, no.
But think about that.
I've never been the crazy type to do anything crazy.
Women are
saying.
So unlikely to do some crazy, psychotic, violent shit that when one woman does do something, it's a big deal. Or they make a whole Netflix series documentary about this
how
woman killed one person. Yes. And like, meanwhile, men kill people all the time. It's not even newsworthy.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. So bad.
So I guess the question is, who are you planning on
the mothers need to
out?
Instill more... love and support in their men.
Oh, but see, look at what you just did. You just brought it back and put it on the women again.
You think... Oh. You know what? It's true. It's very true, though. Mm. I think women should definitely work on the way that they're bringing up their men. I think that we need to instill a little bit more...
Okay, but if there's going to be anybody who we're going to get on, it's going to be the dads, the absentee dads. Aren't they probably...
Both. How about parents just stick around? How about that?
That would be nice.
Gosh, is that hard?
The trickier
is it
thing,
that hard?
The trickier thing is to figure out how to not turn the kid into a psychopath once the parents are not around, you know? If you have a nice, healthy, stable family unit, it should be kind of easy, right?
No, listen, everyone has their own thing. Mm. Everyone's different.
So let's talk about your childhood coming up.
Okay.
You have a healthy family life, or how was it?
Definitely like a broken home, half in Sacramento, half here. My parents were like never... They're like sweet, like high school sweethearts.
Okay.
And then rough area in Sacramento, you know, and then I wanted to be like a superstar.
You're from Oak Park?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know about Oak Park?
I know about the streets.
How do you know about Oak Park?
I interviewed OP, enough baby. Sacramento rappers. Are
Wait,
you allowed to gangbang?
My nails are really long right now.
Does it work? Gangbang, it seems hard with nails that
Oak
long.
Oak Park.
All that shit that TK was doing?
But I'm also a Valley girl. Don't get it twisted. I'm really half.
Really? Yeah. So you were kind of like torn between two worlds as a kid?
I had the best of both worlds. I think I was really humble because I lived in Sacramento, and then LA, I got more of like the bougier, like what the entertainment industry was like.
You were exposed to that from an early age?
Kinda, yeah. My uncle and my dad, they've always been into acting. They always were hustling into the acting world, you know, going on auditions here. My dad did stunts and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And so I, as a kid, I mean, he was hustling though. He didn't make money though. He didn't have a normal job though, you know, like he was still out here trying to make it with a fucking one-year-old. But that's how I got into it a little bit, yeah. But then I moved to Sacramento because I missed my mom. I had my brothers there. I was like, I want to be with my family. My dad wasn't necessarily like your family holiday guy. So
right.
I wanted to be with my mom.
Guys shouldn't be raising kids.
He was like, now you need your dad in your life, right? When I'm a teenager, when I'm going through shit, I'm like, I need my dad, father figure, like him to teach me some things. I think that's when he brought me over and he was like...
So you had this dynamic of like kind of wanting to be up in Sacramento because it's more nurturing.
Home, it felt like home.
But then meanwhile, you're kind of in the hood.
I'm in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, in the middle of the hood, but it still is my favorite. My
but
home.
Then when you come back here, you lived in like in a nicer, valley. More chill area, but then meanwhile, it's not as nurturing. This is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it was. My dad was a single dad, and then he had uncles. My uncles were in the house, so like I was just around a bunch of dudes, and, and I wanted my brothers, I wanted my mom, I wanted holidays, I wanted fun summers. It was just better with my mom over there, you know? I felt more whole
right
over there in Sacramento in the hood.
Okay.
It was better.
Did you see
and then
some
16
shit?
Came along and I was like, I want to be a fucking superstar, like I want to be Britney Spears. And so I came to LA to be like, I want to do music, I want to be in the industry, I want to, you know, perform, I want to do all that. And my dad's like, well, you can't do it in fucking Oak Park in Sacramento.
That is a good
so
point.
So he brought me here.
Okay.
I was upset about it, though.
You were upset that you couldn't get famous in the hood in Sacramento?
It was hard.
Did you see some crazy ass shit up there, like, coming up? Just because you hear, I mean, a lot of these rappers, they would have you basically believe that in Sacramento, it's a fucking bloodbath daily.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in gangs and shit, obviously I'm not obviously.
You
I'm
stayed
not
away
in gangs.
From it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You never
my
had
mom,
like a nasty
no
boyfriend who was trying to
no,
have you
I never
kill
was
someone?
Allowed to have boyfriends. Oh, no. I didn't have a phone until later on. Like, I grew up very flat-chested, no booty, small, skinny little girl no one liked.
No
like,
one treated you hot?
Hell no. I was like the little sister, little girl. You're everyone's friend. That was me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Sacramento, I don't know. One thing that really sticks out is like me jumping on a trampoline in our backyard and fucking, I hear gunshots suddenly and I'm like, oh, and me and my friends are like jumping. We're like, whoa. And we're like, what's going on? And we drop to the floor. It's kind of something you're used to. Uh-huh. You drop to the floor and then you're like, we're like sneaking over trying to see in the yards of the other people's yards of what's going on. And there was a drug bust down the street and they had shot their dogs with like tranquilizers and shit.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Seeing from the yard and my mom's like, get in the fucking house.
Wow.
We like run in the house. But it happens. But people have our back in the hood. You don't feel unsafe or anything. You feel like everyone has your back, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you grew up around there, so.
Wow.
And I'm not involved, like I said, in the crazy shit, so.
Right.
I knew my best friend, her brother would maybe be involved. You know, I'd be dodging around, but like, no. You're not going to see me in the streets like that. I was focused on my girly stuff. I was young.
You're lucky you didn't get the wrong boyfriend when
I
you were
I wasn't allowed
like,
to have a boyfriend.
Age,
yeah. I was not the one to sneak out of the house.
No, yeah, but okay, you might not be allowed to have a boyfriend, but you could still, I mean.
No one wanted me. Hello, now they do.
Okay, wait.
Where
so.
Were you at when, Yeah.
So what happens when you turn 16? You decide you want to be a superstar?
I always wanted to. I always wanted to sing and stuff. But my dad was just like, I need you to come here. He didn't like it in Sacramento. It was bad.
Okay.
He's like, I don't want you to grow up over there. Why are you going to be there when you can be in L.A. focusing on what you want to do your career and start, you know, doing that
well,
shit?
Well, how'd your mom feel about that? She probably didn't want to lose her little girl, right?
I was heartbroken. My dad came that day, picked me up. I was just bawling. I was my brothers,
your
my
friends.
Mom, my best friends. But I made a decision.
Okay.
It was a good decision.
And so then once you're down here, what kind of steps do you start taking to get your shit going?
Damn, I got noticed at Millennium Dance Studio.
Really?
So I just started, because I've been dancing my whole life. So okay. I was taking dance classes my whole life. Went to Millennium Dance Studio all the time. Everyone was there, bro. Everyone.
Is that like
everyone's
the place
there.
Being that I don't know anything about the
it's
dance
the
world?
It's the place. Yeah. Millennium, you grew up with around Britney Spears, NSYNC. But that's like old back in the day. Then you have... Just every Omarion, everyone performed there. Everyone practiced there. It was the spot. So someone was like, oh, do you sing? You're a great dancer. I was like, yeah, I do sing, of course. I was like 16. Puts me in a girl group. And that was like the first, this is how you record. This is what a record is. This is how you do all
so
this
So they
stuff.
Had a girl group and they were like, we need somebody else. And
yeah.
It's going to be you?
Yeah, there's this dude from this band called Lakeside, an old school band, and he had a daughter that sang, and he was like, I want you to come sing with our group. We have a girl group, an R&B group, and I was like, hell yeah. So we did that for a little bit.
So no questions asked. You were excited about this opportunity?
I was very excited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was 16. No idea how to record, really. I like got on a maybe one time recorded in Oak Park because my stepdad's cousin was a rapper, and I was like, I want to sing on it, and he let me sing on it one good time.
Okay.
But other than that, I've never like experienced how to record or do anything in the music business. I had to figure it all myself for sure.
So did you actually like get any cool opportunities from being in that group, or how was that?
I opened up for Key Sweat.
Yeah, right. Okay, I remember hearing that. Yeah,
I opened up for Key Sweat. We did some things. We were in front of a couple labels and stuff, but nothing ever happened. And then I had a Beyonce out that hoe because I was like, I need to do my own thing.
You felt like you were the Beyonce of the group?
No, I definitely was not the better vocal, but I just felt like I needed to be by myself.
So did anyone from that group do anything of significance? Are you tapped
in? One girl is like a social media influencer.
Really?
She did well. Shout out to Bambi.
There it is. Yeah. Like one out of every four girls becomes a huge social media influencer these days. Maybe.
Good luck. Okay. It's hard work still, okay?
So then what do you do after that? After
go
the,
through a bunch of bullshit in the industry, right? Managers, blah, blah, blah. Labels, bullshit.
Different people trying to hype you up, trying to jerk you around.
You know, tell me what to do with my life, where to go, how to act, what to dress like. I mean, I've been shoved around a bunch of times.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And none of it worked out until...
I mean, we're still going. I still don't have my hit on the radio.
Really?
I want my hit on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a song to go viral. I want my smash record. I want to be out performing it, which I'm performing on the 23rd, my biggest show I've ever performed.
Uh-huh. Where?
Summer Unlocked.
What's that?
The Babies like performing, Tyga, Jack Harlow, your girl, Lexi motherfucking Pantera, uh-huh. Bia, Rick Ross, yeah.
That's dope.
We're just here now. We're here. I'm doing what I love. I've created my team around me. I'm always taking my left lane. Kind of, I feel like the doors haven't opened. I've been shoving myself down doors.
Right.
Opening them for myself.
Okay, but when did you first start to go viral and all of a sudden your shit kind of starts blowing up?
2014. Yeah. Twerk Out.
The Twerk Out was what?
Twerk Out, baby.
Drove it crazy. Mm-hmm. But was it the music side of that or was it just you twerking on social media?
Going viral, twerking on social media to records that you wouldn't normally twerk to.
Oh.
Like Major Lazer and stuff like that.
Right.
It just fucking exploded. It was like the perfect time.
And what do you think that was that made that happen? Because girls have been twerking on the internet for so goddamn long.
It's a lot of things. It's me, first of all, being a white girl, knowing how to shake her ass really well. I'm sure it's a little shocking too.
Right.
I think I was having fun, genuine. You see in my face like I'm having a good time. I wasn't being over sexual or like trying to fucking seduce the camera. Mm. I think girls liked it. I think there was a bunch of things. A viral video. Someone commented on Facebook. It went fucking 400 million. Views on Facebook. So like someone just had to do like a crazy reaction video and then suddenly it just fucking goes off. And then that's when I just start boom. And you know, I take that and start making money and start hustling and figuring my way out and putting my music back into my videos, my twerk videos.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah. You just all of a sudden are in the middle of this unexpected viral moment that you just have to figure out how to monetize and how you can create some long-term value out of it.
Isn't that crazy? I was so overwhelmed, and I had a friend named Christina Million. Well, I still have a friend.
Okay.
And she was the only celebrity really that I knew that was a girl and I could talk to like that and get like advice. Because I was like, yo, there's so many things happening at once right now. Like, how do you handle everything? Be a businesswoman, be on top of it, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you're just gonna fucking learn, you're gonna get it, it's gonna come to you. Uh-huh. And if you have that hustler mentality, you're gonna be fine. I'm like, I just fucking figured it out.
But that's kind of like generic advice, because the fact is that you only have so much time and you're going to have to figure out what to emphasize and what to actually put your time into. And honestly, if I were in your position, as much as I kind of know about the entertainment business, mm-hmm. and music business, mm-hmm. I wouldn't really know either, because it's like, what do you really like what is the thing to emphasize here? It must have been kind of a tough decision.
If I was to make something, I'd be like, let me go take a business class. Because there's so much business in this business. It's not just you. I'm talented and creative. Do you fucking know how to do business? Because good luck if you don't know how.
Right.
It's really hard.
But you didn't really have did you have a manager or a team around you at that time during that initial thing?
Mm-hmm. He did well for that time.
He did.
You got to move on. Sometimes you just got to.
Oh, yeah.
Kick him to the curb, you know?
Yeah.
It happens. But at that time, it was very good moves. We did what we needed to do. It was perfect.
Right.
Really worked hard, but it was perfect timing. I feel blessed.
Were you like, at that time period though, were you like, fuck, like, I'm going to get all this attention for twerking and that's going to make it so that people can't necessarily pay attention to my music.
Definitely initially did not think that, but also I was not planning to go viral twerking. Like, I've been literally focusing on music my whole fucking life. Right. And then suddenly God was like, boom, on your lap, you're gonna do this. I just thought money at the time, because at that time I was just teaching middle school dance kids how to dance. Uh-huh. And I was like, after school programs. So we were doing competitions, stuff like that. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? My music's not popping off. I don't know what to do. I like auditioned to, not audition. That's funny I say audition. I went to go try to work at Equinox. They said no. Then the whole twerk out situation came. And I was like, bitch, I'm about to teach at Equinox.
Oh,
about
really?
That? Yeah.
So you got turned down for a job?
At Equinox, bro. They were like, no. Because, I'm a trainer. I worked out my whole life. I'm fit. Okay, cool. I can train. I could do music, and I can train on the side. They make good money. You know what I mean? So I was like, where am I going to go? 24-hour? I'm going to go to the bougier side. I'm going to go to Equinox. Uh-huh. And they were like, no, sorry. You know. Right. And I was like, damn. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I don't want to teach these kids, badass kids, although I loved you guys, bad little kids. I wanted to do music and suddenly twerk out, save my life.
Right.
Yeah, and it launched for me to do whatever I want.
So you started doing those classes, and were you all of a sudden making a lot of money off of that?
Yeah, I was making money. That's why I hopped on it. Yeah, that brings back to it, yeah. Okay. I was making money. I was like, let me travel. Let me teach. Let me travel. Let me get the money. Boo, boo. It was so much easy money coming in, and I loved it. The girls were having fun. I was having fun. It was a fucking blast.
Wow.
It was a blast. I got to bring my music in, twerk to my music, go to France, have a tour over there. Yeah. You know, with a DJ, and I had a really great time.
What were your shows like out there?
We would go on at like 3-4 in the morning. These fucking ragers.
Clubs and shit. Okay.
You would drive for like 2 hours in the middle of nowhere in France, and you fucking show up and you're like, holy shit, fucking rager inside this crazy, like, you know, like basement, like whatever, just goes off. And I'm doing a whole show. I mean, I'm singing, I'm twerking, I'm rapping, I'm whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was fun.
Meanwhile, in LA, nobody wants to drive 15 minutes down the highway to go party or something.
Dang, that's true.
It's so true. We're so much more jaded out here. Anytime anyone does anything in entertainment in Europe.
How far is it?
They're like, I can't believe how much they appreciated it.
I don't know why. Why is LA like that? We're not even LA. America's a little bit less of fans than any other country.
We're jaded. It's part of the culture to be jaded.
Hashtag.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, that's part of who that's what LA does to you.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
Wife?
Fiance.
Fiance. I don't want to complicate. She's Persian.
She's Armenian.
She's Armenian. Someone told me she was Persian. I brought you up and they're like, I think his wife or someone is Persian. I was like, oh, wow. And I was shocked about it.
Right. So you're Persian.
I'm Persian. Half Persian, half Irish.
Met a lot of Persians at this gym that I used to go to.
Really?
That she brought me into. Yes. The Britney Spears boyfriend.
Oh, how is he?
Nice guy. I seen him getting fucking hounded by the fucking...
Hashtag free Britney. Let me tell you, I have a conversation for him.
Hashtag lock her up.
Stop it.
I was thinking that would be a good like alternate.
Hashtag lock her up. You see my shocked face?
But you know, everybody's team free Britney. I don't have anything against her, but don't you think there needs to be somebody representing the other side?
Of what? Let's talk about it.
Keep her dad in charge.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trolling.
No,
but
no.
I do think that there's got to be somebody to represent that side, right?
There is. I'm sure it's her dad, and he might be doing a shitty job.
But he needs influencers on his side.
Stop it.
I'm saying.
You're
me and C-Mac the love. Maybe.
Hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney.
No, listen. I feel for the situation because I know the industry and how fucked up it can be, mm-hmm. and how it really can mess your mental up if you're not fully there and you don't get the proper help. So, like, who knows what type of situation she's in? It's really fucked up, though, I'm sure. And it's fucking sucks.
So you don't have a conservatorship? There's nobody controlling your actions?
I felt like
right now.
It shit. Now, no. Bitch, I got my own lane. I'm doing what I want to do, finally.
Wait, were you stuck in a situation that you couldn't really control?
No,
when
you have a team that really is, you're going in a way and you want to go another way. It's like, no, this is my dream. Like, you come with me for my ride that I want to do. If you're in it, you're in it. If you're not, you're not.
But you were in a situation where it felt like they were just trying to boss you around full time?
Yeah, of course. That's the industry. Everyone tells you something else. Everyone tells you one way. You know what I hate? You need a hit. Everyone hears this. This is a false fucking statement.
Right.
I hate when people say that.
But it's true, growing right?
No, you don't need a... What's a hit?
A big song?
Yeah, okay. A hit. Oh, you mean like... of course you need a hit, but what's a record? I mean, like a good record. How is some one person going to tell you what a good record is compared to, no, that's a hit.
Right.
He has his own opinion. She has her own opinion of what a hit is. Bitch, don't tell me what a fucking hit is.
Yeah.
Ever again.
It's hard to make a hit intending to make a hit.
But I wish I didn't get advice from people. I didn't listen to them as much.
But from when I look at like all the rappers who are like XXL cover, I mean, some of them are like, they would be totally irrelevant, but they had one big hit.
Yeah.
And that defines their whole career.
Yeah.
A lot of these street rappers I like, I mean, they come out with one really, really popular song, and then they kind of like make 5 million mid songs after that, but they had the one hit. So people
at least
can always
that.
Be
listen,
like,
you got to get that one hit. You got to write it though the right way. If you don't write it, you're fucked. What are you going to do?
Right. But you have one song on YouTube with like 70 million views. That doesn't count?
No.
That's not hit enough. 70 million is a lot.
It's not. Unfortunately, these days, no. Give us your leg and your arm at the same time.
Mm.
It's hard out here in these independent streets.
But so you never signed?
No, I never signed with the label. One time, okay, so like I was about 19 years old and I went to a label and they told me I needed to get a nose job.
Oh, wow, really?
And I was like heartbroken about it.
That nose? Did you get a nose job?
Guess what? I did get a nose job.
Yeah, because your nose doesn't look like there's much
very
to chop
fucking
off
recently.
There. Oh, okay. Was it
years
big before?
Down?
Okay.
It's
you had like
I still have a little bump still. Okay. I wanted it natural. I didn't want anything absolutely crazy.
Right.
But it's definitely something that haunted me. So that's even to say the industry. Think about it. Like, and you're gonna tell like, oh, maybe she should get a nose job.
But you
like,
fought that.
My
hard.
Dad had to tell me.
Your dad told you to do
yeah,
it too?
My dad told me that they said that, and I was like, damn. You know, they didn't want to tell me themselves.
Were you offended and hurt?
I was very hurt. It went on for my whole life. I felt very insecure about my nose my whole goddamn life about it. 1000%.
But doesn't that feel weird that like you're building up sort of like defense mechanisms and self-assurance and you know, teaching yourself your whole life to feel attractive in your own skin, to feel beautiful no matter what other people think
and
about
then
you.
Suddenly.
And then one day you're just like, nope, fuck it. I'm going to look like everybody wants me to look.
Oh, stop it. I still look different. But I'm happy I decided to do it on my own terms. And I felt comfortable and I'm totally happy with it.
There are girls, though, I'm not going to lie. There's girls that I know of who I've thought that. Like, that girl would be so much more popular if she got a nose job. Like, and I'm not even, like, in the business of telling anyone
true.
To do that.
It's true,
sometimes,
unfortunately,
you know. My girl had a nose job, but she was 15, so I don't know what the hell she looked like before
Dang,
that.
She's Armenian. Listen, my child will probably come out and have to get one, too.
Really? But isn't that fucked up to think that, like, we have this idea in our head of what a nose is supposed to look like.
That is what we feel internally. Everyone thinks that there's a certain cute nose.
Right.
Why? I don't fucking know. We all kind of, most of us.
And meanwhile, nobody's ever told me to get a nose job. Like, my fucking nose is.
You have a great nose.
It's got a big lumpy ball on the
end
of it, I feel like.
No way. Your nose is a good nose.
Point being, though, like, men just aren't expected to meet the same sort of standard of beauty.
First of all, men age very gracefully. Okay, so you guys just can't complain, period, point blank, ever.
Men do not age gracefully.
You
men
guys are
just
fine
aren't
at 45,
judged on our
fine
looks.
At 50.
You think that because you're just
you
attracted
guys are dumb
to a guy
the whole
with
time,
money.
But say that again.
You heard me.
It's
when a guy is 40 years old, it's not about being attractive, it's about what you've accomplished and do you have money.
No, Adam.
Yes.
No, it's not. Let's have a girl. There's a
women
lot of girls
are judged
in this
on
room.
Their looks.
Don't
men
let me
are
get
judged
a fucking,
on their accomplishments. Women can be judged
on
their
accomplishments. Have you had this conversation
before? Many times, yes. But I'm just saying, like, guys, when you say, like, a guy's good looking at 45, no, they're not.
I swear.
You just judge them
when
on
the
a
gray
different criteria.
Are you dyeing your hair, Adam?
No.
Let the gray hair come in. It's hot. We like it. You guys,
beard.
It looks good.
You see how much gray hair I have in my beard?
It looks nice.
No, it's not. You just think that because you've been deluded.
I bet if I get a poll going, you sound like somebody else. Someone said this. I don't
Kevin
know who
Samuels.
It was.
Adam
this
Samuels.
Is not true. I really think men really do age really gracefully.
You really think
I think
that?
Men get very fucking handsome. And it's not the money. I've dated broke. I've dated rich. It's not the money.
Have
I think
you ever
that...
seen a naked man?
Yes.
It looks like a Christmas tree with just one decoration in the middle of it. It's
I'm not,
not
going to say
good
it's the most
thing.
Beautiful thing.
Right. But have you ever looked at a woman with the shapes
just
and the
a
color?
Goddess.
Right. The smooth skin. I mean, right.
I didn't.
If
I
were to stand up right now and show my stomach and start jiggling around.
You're a hoe.
It
How
would
dare
not
you?
Have the same effect that you
How
were having on the
you?
Viewers out there.
Very true. Women are beautiful beings. I must admit.
It's true.
That's why we get paid good money.
Right.
on
like,
some things.
And that's why women are paid to like look good. And men, you know, if you needed someone to like lift a car, they're going to call me. And yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to need like seven or eight more guys like me.
Exactly.
You're going to need a bunch more
Bring
of me.
Bring your fine fellows along with you. Bring your homies.
Imagine how many.
You know what I don't
how
like?
How many of you would it would take to lift a car?
Bring your cute friends.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
The text back is, bitch, are you cute? Because you're not even cute. I'm not going to bring my cute friends if you don't bring your cute friends.
Dudes will forever say to me like, yo, she got friends? She got friends?
But cute friends.
Or like, yo, your girl got some porn star friends, right? I'm like, Ooh. Yeah, but they have their own lives and they're probably not like available right now to just come.
They're not
sort
your
of...
ultimate fantasy that you think.
Shockingly, sex workers have lives and things to do.
Very
yeah.
true. We have passion. Well, I'm not talking like I'm a sex worker. I'm not a sex worker. I'm like, we have passions and dreams.
Sex workers are a controversial category, even for people who
no,
actually
I'm not,
are
I mean,
that,
I'm not a though. Sex worker, obviously. But Well, not obviously, but I'm not, no.
Right. Because you're on OnlyFans, but I'm going to assume it doesn't get that risque.
You got to find out. Go to my page and find out. It's free.
Girls never want to own up to the limitations of their OnlyFans. They want you to think it could just be anything on there.
Yeah.
Right.
Businesswoman, hello. No, the OnlyFans has been wonderful. I mean, we could definitely talk
I
about
assume.
It. It's been great.
I'm getting sick of putting in titles like so-and-so explains getting rich off OnlyFans.
This is going to be a lot because I'm going to give you a couple of facts here. Number
Let's
one, most subscribed on OnlyFans.
You're the most subscribed?
Yes.
I've had that conversation with a lot of people. I never heard your name come
I
up.
Know.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait,
I'm
is it because
so
it's
underrated?
Free?
Why do you guys hate me so much? Because
you're the free subscription, right?
I am
and then
free.
It's only
Does that not matter?
I mean...
Because a bitch is still getting paid.
But not off the free.
No, free subscription. Around 600,000 subscribers. So, I mean, whatever. Wow. If that means anything.
That sounds like a lot. How long have you had it? Since like the very beginning?
April, last April.
That's it?
Yes. And I love it. It's a great platform. I've been on for over a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's been fun.
Did it change your life?
Changed my life.
Financially, I'm
changed
assuming?
Changed my life in all types of ways. Music-wise as well. And, like, I dropped the first music video. I was the first person to drop a music video on OnlyFans. And it did fucking epic.
Really?
Yeah. I wish it accounted for, like, Spotify, Apple, stream, stuff like that. But it doesn't. But it's okay.
It should.
It would be really dope. I would be high up in the little ranks there. But I've been using the platform for a lot of cool things. And I'm fucking stoked that it's around.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. Did dope. It, you know, because... All right, we just launched the No Jumper Patreon. There's naked girls on it.
Okay.
Doing interviews naked. One
Good.
Of them was sort of using her vagina
oh, I saw,
as like a
I
puppet.
Saw. You're talking. Like, first time we're getting naked, and then the girl's strip teasing or something. Something's going
she
on.
She was taking her vagina and actually making it talk. It was pretty crazy. But the money that we brought in from just dropping like one or two episodes with naked
was
girls,
it
it's stupid. I'm like, what the fuck were we doing just doing YouTube all these years?
Shit.
You know,
I found it now.
But I feel like a lot of people have that experience where it's like, oh, I want to make it in the music game. But then my OnlyFans starts going crazy. I'm like, wow, maybe I don't need to worry about fucking music anymore. Is there a little tiny part of
well,
you that
music
felt like
is
that?
So expensive. Like,
right.
It's not a cheap business.
And it's such a long-term proposal
to
make money
from it. It takes
all my
money, bro. Yeah, you have to make your other investments. I mean, I don't know. It's You love what you're doing. When you're an artist, you're passionate. You're an artist. You're not, you know, you don't necessarily do it for the money, right?
What's the most you ever spent on a music video?
Spent on a music video? Myself. So I'm an independent artist. I've spent probably $25,000 on a video.
Okay.
Not with Too Short.
Out of control.
It
oh,
was
that
a great
one.
Video.
Okay, yeah.
It got good views. It was worth it. It was a beautiful video.
Right.
Yeah.
But then meanwhile, to make $25,000 off one song is not always that easy.
Good luck.
Meanwhile, you can drop shit on OnlyFans and there's no production cost.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. The reason why I did OnlyFans was because YouTube and Facebook, it was hard to get monetized because of my ass and for some reason, you know.
Really?
You can't.
They come down on you
they
for
come,
twerking too hard?
They come down so hard on me on Instagram
really?
And Facebook. So I was like, how am I supposed to make money, monetize, get the views? What am I supposed to do? So we went into quarantine. I was like, I'm doing OnlyFans. I'm going to start this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Now I'm helping other girls, you know, launch theirs and help
you
with their
brands.
I have my agency.
Oh, every girl got an agency if they're yeah. a real boss these days.
You got to have your own agency.
Respect.
It's called Real Influence Agency.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we have a twerk out class coming up on the 26th in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, free
Maybe
twerk
I'll pull
out class.
Up. Yeah.
If you're around, are you going to Rolling Loud?
No.
You're going to be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
When in LA, I'm going to invite you to talk.
But I saw you say that the guys aren't allowed to come unless they participate.
You have to. Please come in.
I will not twerk.
Come on. Maybe my girl will. It'll be hilarious.
Well, my girl's twerk insecure because she said that she can't make like her lower back pop the right way because she feels like her fucking scoliosis or whatever the fuck it is.
I'm the best teacher. I'll show her.
You can make it pop?
I hope so. Yeah, I would like to think so.
That'd be dope.
I got the best instructor here. When I'm back in LA, I'm going to hit you up.
Really?
We're going to have to do something.
Do you ever get shit for being so authoritative about twerking and such? I feel like there's other people who might feel like they should be the source of knowledge about this topic.
No, I mean, I regenerated a twerk out class. I know what I'm doing. I can't say I don't know what I'm doing.
Definitely.
I know how to twerk. I learned in Oak Park. Okay, when
I
was
like
12.
Is there a lot of twerking there?
No, just from my stepdad's family. They were around a lot, and we had a lot of dance competitions and stuff like that.
I would like to ask Mozzie about the twerking out there and see what his perspective is.
Me and Mozzie literally grew up on the same street.
Right.
Like, block.
And you used to see
him? Little kid.
You would see him?
Like, probably met him like twice.
Okay.
He was friends with like my other friends.
But was he already rich and famous or no?
No, he was.
He was dusty.
He was dusty. Little kid running around. No. Yes. Oh.
Wow.
It was. I'm so happy for him, and it's really hard coming out from under there. I don't know how he really did it. To be honest, it's kind of tough.
A whole lot of beefing.
I guess so. Does that help?
He's a great rapper, but I mean, you know, when I think back on like when I discovered Mozzie, it was the whole lore of like, oh, this dude's got crazy beef. There's people dropping dead left and right, and they're rapping at each other and making all these songs.
Mozzie's a great guy, let me just say.
Be thankful that you don't have to get into all that to have a music career.
That's true. Well, actually, a lot of these rappers nowadays do get into heavy stuff. It's surprising.
Yeah.
It's very surprising.
Yeah, the streets follow you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially now, nobody wants to hear you rap about just like some bullshit you never did. I feel like the SoundCloud era was the end
of
that.
No way. You have to be real. You have to write. I sing about the shit I do. I'm not going to be a fake bitch out here singing about stuff.
SoundCloud era was all like little kids talking about guns and that's stuff crazy. That they probably didn't do. And now
there's real kids doing
that. Now people want to hear about the dudes who really did it.
They're really living that life.
And then they pop off, get famous for like 3 months, and then they're locked up for however
long. That's so sad. You
know. Pooh Shiesty. Free Pooh Shiesty.
Yo, is he in right now?
Oh, yeah. He shot a security guard in the ankle.
He shot a security guard
in the club.
Why? Interesting.
You know.
Does he have a security guard?
That probably had a bunch around
security
him.
Guard
he did. I
he
think
he should have just been ducking in the corner.
Some people go to therapy. Some people open fire on a security guard.
Bop.
I respect
that's
both.
That's terrible, though. Fuck. I'm never going to jail.
Yeah.
I like to stay out of these streets.
Actually, you know what? You seen the show Jailbirds?
Probably, but I don't know.
I was just watching. It's about a bunch of girls locked up in Sacramento in the prison.
In Sacramento?
Yes. One of the girls has Monster across her fucking forehead. And man, they're getting into it, bro. Those bitches are grisly as fuck.
I just love Sacramento, though, because it really did. There's cool ass bitches in Sacramento. They're just
not
cool
in the prison so much. Maybe they're cool, but
not
they're a different
prison,
type of cool.
There's some cool girls in Sacramento.
Yeah, but yo, they had one girl who was 19 and she was like kind of cute and she had just got
19?
She had just got caught up for stealing a car or some shit and they're walking her in there and all the girls are screaming at her like, I'm gonna eat you alive.
They just added effects.
Nah, I don't know. But I'm saying like
those girls in high school would be like, bitch, pop, pop.
I would
bop,
love to see what they would say if you were walking through there because I feel like
they'd be like, this white little bitch. Yeah.
You would be a little too popular. You probably have to go in PC actually. Let me tell you.
What would I do in jail? I'd be like, all right, ladies, we're going to learn how to shake ass. Twerk out, assemble. You think I'm not going to become friends with everybody? I would be friends with every single person in that fucking place.
Yeah, but don't you think you come in there with all that positive energy and they're just going to be like, nah, bitch, we gangbanging in here.
Listen, gangbangers can be positive energy, too.
We're smoking heroin in here.
You don't have to be negative and gay.
Most gangbanging is kind of negative. I mean, you know, in between.
Oh, I don't gangbang, please.
In between groups, right?
So
I keep trying to tie you into the streets.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'm trying to make the rest of your life really hard after this.
Please don't. I don't need anything hard, please.
For the record, how do you split? How do you split your attention between like? Okay, I clicked on a video and I thought it was gonna.
It's getting fun in here.
I thought I was clicking on a video of you freestyling over the whoopty beat, but then instead it was you dancing.
Twerking. Yeah.
To whoopty.
They hired me. They did? Yeah.
Really?
They're like, can you dance to this? I was like, for sure.
So you get paid by rappers, teams,
labels and stuff to dance
to a rapper's song.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Surprise, motherfuckers.
Wow, I never heard anything like that. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. The budget is fucking real when you're an artist. There's no way I could be on the level I'm at right now if I did not have OnlyFans. I am a struggling artist.
Uh-huh.
Right?
But a very successful OnlyFans.
But a very successful businesswoman. I do a million other things, but my main focus is music. But it costs so much fucking money.
Okay.
So much, including all the videos that I twerk to and dance to for the guys. It's crazy.
Right.
There's so much that goes into it.
So question, what is it like dating at the sort of state that you're in? Like, do you feel like all these, like, who's hollering at you? Are they all just like sort of evil, like trying to mooch
evil,
off you?
Toxic villains?
Clout munchers?
No, actually, no. I've never really had too many people trying to do that to me.
Okay.
But I definitely had a lot of guys that were like, hid me.
Dating. Hid you?
Yeah.
So they wanted to keep you secret?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they were popular, and whatever reasons, it could have been a race situation.
So really?
It could be a, it doesn't go with my brand situation. It could go with they probably have other bitches situation. You know, who knows what it is. But I've been in these situations where the guy's kind of a, like, low-key.
Race thing? So you think you were being discriminated against for being Persian, or is it because you're, like, white-looking?
Maybe a couple relationships, I was discriminated because I was more white.
Isn't that weird, though, that being Persian, you just get lumped into being white, even though that makes no sense?
You know what's crazy? Is the guy literally told me, you should say that you're Persian.
But you are, right?
Instead of, like, my Irish side.
Oh, because you're mixed.
I was like, listen, I went off. I don't even know. How do you react to that, ladies? Please tell me in the comments below. Please, I'd love to hear your opinions.
A guy told you to change your stated race?
He was like, you should tell people you're more Persian. Like, being around the person that I was around, talking to, friends with, dating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody wants an Irishman these days.
Are you fucking Irish?
A little bit, yeah.
You look a little Irish.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my little dating. I've dated some toxic boys, but we're over those
stages. I'm a nice medley of different whites.
Are you?
Yeah, French, Italian, Irish.
That's cute.
You get the full.
Where were you born at?
New Hampshire.
And you've lived here for a long time?
10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody thinks I'm here. Like, I'm from here. Big U thought that I was fucking from LA. I'm like, wow.
LA, baby.
I'm like, your LA radar is off, bro. You think I'm from here? Your radar is fucked up.
I wouldn't know where you were from.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Because I lived in New York for like 7-8 years too. So it's like I kind of got that weird little New York type thing.
People never know where I'm from. Yeah. I get a lot of places.
Yeah.
From the streets.
So you're not in a relationship right now?
I am.
You are?
I'm in a happy, healthy ass relationship.
And you're not being hid?
No. I'm being flaunted.
Is the guy being hid?
No.
Who is he?
His name is Alex Wasabi, and he's a vlogger, YouTuber.
Oh, wow.
He's been in the industry for about 15 years. He's fucking an amazing guy.
Right. I always hear that name. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I ever watched this shit.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Kids? Is that why?
Kids?
He has a kids fan base. Our fan base
really?
Is completely the opposite.
What kind of videos does he make? Minecraft?
No, he makes like vlogs or like skits, you know, like do this with me today challenges, like YouTube stuff.
Are you in
kids
like
stuff.
His videos doing
yeah.
these things?
Me and him, we have some relationship stuff on there. It's hilarious.
Wow.
He won't go on my OnlyFans. Understandably, I understand.
God.
But I'm like, listen.
Wait, what do you want him doing on OnlyFans?
Can I get a French kiss or something? One?
A French kiss?
Do you know how much money we can make?
That's what people want to see on your OnlyFans?
They'll
French
take
kiss?
Anything, okay? Oh, you're hilarious. Yeah.
I'm out here having sex on my girl's OnlyFans. Yeah. Like that.
I'm over here like, bitch, pay me.
Not here. Although that is a good idea. I should do
I
that.
Don't do any. I've never
not even
made
a
out kiss. No.
Okay. Just checking.
You might get one though one day. You almost got one today.
Okay.
Psych. But yeah, no, I wanted him to get on there. He won't. We have completely different fan bases. It's great because that's the case, but he definitely doesn't hide me. We're on each other's things. It's wonderful.
Right.
It's a great relationship.
That's dope. Compare dating a YouTuber to a rapper.
I've only dated one rapper, and that was the guy that I was talking about recently in the past.
I assumed.
Completely trash. Absolute trash. Never again in my fucking existence of life.
Right.
Will I ever do that again?
I kind of feel like I know who you're talking about because I saw a rapper's name and a title on another interview, but...
Really?
I'm not going to push the issue.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I mean, I'm not going to ask. We don't expose rappers here.
That's crazy.
What?
I'd be kind of shocked, but I guess not, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's probably not the person that I'm thinking of if you're going to act like I shouldn't know about it, so...
Shit. Spill the tea then.
Nah.
All right, fine. Okay. Adam's sweet.
We're trying to not like expose rappers anymore.
See, look, you're trying to... What about me?
You're trying to become Selena Powell?
No. I don't know who that is, but absolutely not. I'm going to be me. But first of all, you feel bad for him if you exposed him?
I feel bad for all the men all over the world, as I hope that made
I'm just
going
to leave that there. Okay, fine. Signing out.
This is a men's rights podcast.
God, Adam.
Everything we do on here is to help the men.
Jesus.
I take it back. That's not actually true.
Let's.
But yeah, just, you know.
Raise the women
guys
up,
get
ladies.
Exposed too much.
Oh, God. And we've been involved. Exposed enough.
We've been involved in too much of it.
So. I don't get sloppy. I get very heartbroken. Not going to lie. I get very, I'm going to put it in my record. You might hear about it. You're going to hear about it in the songs.
Right.
But I'm not the one to be like, fuck this guy, you know, although I so want to.
Because that's the new come up for girls.
It is. And it's always been the come up. Who you're fucking dating or fucking 24/7. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, but now a girl will like date a rapper for a month and
just
then make a YouTube video and it's like, yeah. Boom.
Oh, bitch, I'd be
so
Beyonce.
Exposed.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'd be Beyonce if that was the case.
That's why you got to be on your fucking P's and Q's as a dude, because unless you get them signed an NDA, which also probably won't
guys
matter.
Guys are really out here and not cautious enough, I don't think.
Hell no. Hell no. Every dude
why
telling
is
me,
it?
Oh,
that
I'm,
is why.
I'm nutting girls, I do this, I fucking, I don't
well,
give a
fuck. Well,
that's
why rappers usually have a million fucking children.
Yeah, because they nutting crazy ass girls that actually want to have their kids.
That's cute. They're there, they're going to have the baby, they're at home. Probably perfect setup.
You're not trying to trap your YouTuber boyfriend with a kid?
He's trapping me. What? You think I'm trying to trap him? No. We're trapping each other. There's going to be some trapping each other going on soon.
You're
going
to make a kid and trap each other?
No. We do want babies. I want babies. He wants babies. I have my fucking career I'm very focused on, and I'm performing now. But it'll come when the right time comes.
How long you been together?
It's been a little less than a year.
Okay. Definitely yeah. Sounds like you're probably ready to have some kids, yeah.
It's a new relationship, but I've never met a guy like him.
So that's amazing.
I'm happy.
Do you like wasabi?
I like the actual wasabi?
Yeah.
I actually hate wasabi.
Yeah, who would like that, really?
But I love me some other wasabi, I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, but just, nobody likes that,
come
though, right?
To my OnlyFans, just kidding.
But that's not like actual.
I know. Why don't people like wasabi, though?
Does anyone like it? Like
it's her. It just burns.
You like
I don't. There's no flavor.
I've never enjoyed it. I've always thought it was more like a joke, like, oh, we're going to put some of this on your food when
it's
you're
always
not
the cool people that, like, try to eat the wasabi.
Yeah, see,
like,
I'm going to
do you have wasabi? I'm like, oh, you suck.
For sure. I feel like you've been, like, examining to make sure your nipple wasn't
I'm
popping
like,
out the
I
whole
really time. I really did, because I'm like, I don't want it to pop out. Sorry, I'm fidgeting.
That's a big problem.
ADHD. Where's the joint at?
Are
you? You smoke.
How much weed do you smoke?
24/7.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How much weed do you smoke?
Well, so I had COVID, didn't smoke for a week.
Same.
Then smoked a bit over the course of the next week. Then last Friday,
you're a smoker.
Sat here on stream for like 8 hours, smoked probably like 3 or 4 blunts to myself. My fucking throat has been so swollen and paused and feeling so gross.
Damn,
ever
that
since.
Sucks. That sucks. I stopped smoking for a good December, January, February, March, April. Like good 5 or 6, 5 months maybe.
How
when
was
I got
that?
COVID. In December, it was terrible.
How you hated not smoking?
No, I liked not smoking. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
But then I got back into it. I don't know why.
That's the problem, is that the longer you don't do it, the more fun it is when you actually start again.
Because
you get higher.
Very
and
true.
Your throat feels real strong and sturdy. Pause. And you're able to sort of really like.
Look at him sparking up. He's like, yeah.
He's like, God, I love this shit.
Druggies.
Have you tried these? Have you tried the 2020 futuristic sour strips?
No, are you going to give them to me?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wait, how many? Let me see how many milligrams.
Dude, these
so
things.
So this held me through during quarantine. Like, not this product,
yes.
But edibles.
Dude.
I was going in on edibles. 1,000 milligrams.
Well, 100. For the whole sack.
Okay, okay.
It's like 100
what
per,
is
per
it?
Piece.
Oh, strips.
It's
okay,
just,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. But I fuck with the rings mostly.
What like, else you got here?
My throat hurt this weekend.
I'm taking them all.
Last night, I ate 3 of those rings.
No, strawberry's my favorite.
Slumped.
I love sour stuff, though. That might have to go home with me. I'm assuming you have some for me.
No, no, don't worry. We'll hook it up for sure. Yeah.
Hook it up.
This is not an advertisement. I mean, it is, but
I want to get you a shirt. I didn't have one, but I'm going to send it to you.
Alexi Pantera shirt.
It says Daddy Vibes on it. Because, like, Daddy Vibes. Alexi Pantera shirt.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's just my face.
I like the. I think your merch, though, should just look like a Pantera shirt, but it should say Lexi Pantera.
Really? Monse, come here, please. Come here.
No.
Come really quick. Hurry up. Come on. Do you see this shirt right here?
That is a cool shirt.
Come here. Come here. This
love,
is fire.
Love Panther
this
graphics
is old,
in general.
Though. This is old. This is when I went on tour with Danny Lay. Turn around, Monse. Danny Lay tour. Boom, boom, boom.
Sold out.
How cute was that?
Boom. Danny and Lexi. That is a cool shirt.
That was fun.
Damn, you guys had tour shirts.
My ex-boyfriend created that shirt. I'm going to go burn it soon, though.
Congratulations, Danny Lay, on creating a
the
child.
The baby.
Isn't that amazing?
The baby. Who the baby? Who the baby then?
We don't know. Right?
Do we know? Do
it's
we
not
know?
The baby, though, right?
Honestly, no fucking clue. Not my business. I hope it is. I don't know why. I'm like, girl, I hope it's the baby.
I feel... Because he said something. Like, he congratulated her on social media, I think,
really?
Right?
Really? Oh, I don't
which
know.
I think to me means it's probably not his. I mean, just because he's the only like famous guy that she's been linked to.
I've been thinking about this. Why are women, not just Danny, just not just her specifically here, but like women are really getting pregnant right now and really hiding the baby daddies. Like it's like some common, it's being more common where the guys are not really around.
Mm.
What the fuck is going on?
Well,
where if, are the baby
if
daddies
Danny
running
like,
to?
Danny gets impregnated by a random. I mean, she's giving him a lot of clout by even acknowledging that. Like, being a baby daddy, there's a lot of clout to be had. Not for the baby.
If you're going to have a baby with somebody, you're probably... It's like someone you're going to...
Maybe, but I'm
you
sure...
You respect.
I'm
you're
sure
going to probably pose. I
you
don't know.
Slept with people that you did not...
It's their business.
You slept with people that if the world knew that they were your baby daddy...
I'd be like, oh, no.
You would not want the world to know, right?
Hilarious. True.
Right?
Very true.
I assume. Like,
you're very correct.
Everybody's
correct.
Got some skeletons in the closet, people that they...
No,
kinda,
you're true. That's a correct statement.
You know?
I'm happy that she's happy.
Probably... Like almost every girl that I slept with before my girl now, if I had got them pregnant, I would not have wanted the world to know, and I would have had to just deal with it.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's just honest.
I think I just said in an interview, they're like, "What was the last thing you would do, like, off check off your bucket list?" I said, "Throw my exes in a room." I don't know what I would do. It came first thing that came to my mind.
I think that when you die, everybody that you ever had sex with is all in a room with you.
Stop it.
And you just get to see them, and they're all like, "What the fuck? Why are
they're
we here?"
They're just staring you down. It's a little different for you, probably, huh? They're just like, for me, they're probably like,
"How big a room are we talking here?"
Shut up.
Because I think that would be the whole thing. If it's an amphitheater,
you're like, okay, listen.
If it's like eight dudes in a room, they're going to be able to figure out what
they're
having.
There's more than eight.
Yeah, I mean, but you know.
Yeah, girl.
If it's like 20 dudes, like, it's whatever. If you're in a room with like 700 people, it's going to be kind of fucking weird, right?
Yeah, Adam, it would be weird, right?
Right.
700
no, for
girls.
Me being, I'm in the porn.
How many girls?
I'm in the porn world.
You are. Yeah.
There'll
yes.
be way too many weird ass. I'm not even gonna remember.
That's crazy. When did you hop into that world? Can I ask?
18.
Shut up. Wait, you've been doing
you mean,
this.
You mean
for...
porn?
Yeah, I was like, porn since 18. How long you been fucking?
really, when I started being with my girl, so like probably within the first year, probably 4 years ago. But now I look at it like, wow, I should have owned.
I liked it.
That shit
man,
earlier.
Listen, secure guys, man. Shit, it is hard to find.
Yeah, I mean,
jealousy is so hard to deal with in relationships, especially when you're in the business.
That's been a big problem for you?
Oh,
that's the key problem.
Yeah, key problem. And I'm a super loyal ass girl, and it's been a very big problem. Guys are very insecure.
So you think they get jealous even though you don't give them anything to be jealous about? Or
I mean, I could be at a music video with a guy. You could say, oh, I give him a reason to be jealous for right. that. But I've had a guy like, yeah, like they don't like that. Some guys just don't like shit like this.
Wow. Yeah.
Or they pretend and then they suddenly start acting crazy.
I mean, people think that my girl's supposed to be mad at me because I'll be interviewing some girl and she'll be naked making her vagina talk on the patreon.com/newjumper. And I'm like, I asked her the other day, I'm like, I've read so many comments that I just want to ask you, like,
that's so crazy.
Do you care? And she's like, no, why the fuck would I care?
You asked her though.
I did, because I just like
it caught you like interesting.
I saw so many comments that I'm like, is she secretly mad?
Oh no. People don't understand that there's different types of relationships. Like
right.
I don't give a fuck either.
If she said, if you were saying, oh, you're so hot, I want to fuck you right now, then she would be mad.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right? Obviously.
That seems kind of fair.
Yeah, but guys, listen, just have faith in your girl. Have a little bit of faith and trust. Or else just don't fucking be in the relationship.
I know so many actual porn stars who are in actual crazy ass relationships where they can do whatever the fuck they want. That seems crazy to me. Not crazy, but I mean, that would be hard for me to deal with.
Yeah.
Whereas
you're just doing it with your girl, or do you guys do other things?
We fuck other girls, yeah.
Other girls, okay. That makes sense.
Which is fun and easy.
No one's getting in trouble there. It's perfectly fine. Yeah. It's like very normal nowadays, you know?
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Anything else that you have going on that we should know about? What's going on in your life?
Damn. I have a new record coming out on the 23rd with Trina.
With Trina?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Booty Honor. It's fire. It's a good ass record. So I'm hauling ass, pushing everything, doing everything I need to do to push this record.
Trina.
Music video comes out. We shot it in Miami. It comes out in August. Yeah, Trina. She's super cool.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a good record.
That's interesting, though, that you kind of have chosen to align yourself with more, like, you know, older
legacy. It's the legendary rappers, because I grew up listening to them, too. My mom and my dad, you know, like, they listen to them, so. And they're here. They're around, and they want to work. And I'm like,
Too Short wants to work.
I like redoing records, too. I want to try to redo some sort of record soon.
Really?
Yeah. Because those come back. I mean, honestly, artists are just coming up from remixed records nowadays. Like, that's how people are popping off hella easy, because it's just been there, done that, been done.
Yeah, because there's so little sampling that when you hear a song that has a blatant sample in it, it, like, really stands out to you now.
Mm-hmm. I want to do something similar.
That is weird, though.
A little twerk record or something. That's going to change. Fun.
What are the best twerk anthems from your perspective?
I have a couple songs. I'm trying to think of the songs on my playlist.
Yeah, what is that
playlist? I don't know. It'd be a little bit of T-Pain, a little Tyga. All the twerk people, you know. Mm. Those are in classes for sure.
Tyga's really made a whole career for himself off just making booty anthems. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It would sound good on this record.
It's like its own chunk of hip-hop. Isn't that wild? This own little world of booty-shaking anthems that I feel like... You know, like, when people talk about YG, nobody talks about the fact that, like, YG has put out, like, fucking 5 booty-shaking singles in the last, like, couple years, you know?
Dang. Yeah. And Problem. Oh, I like Problem, too. Mm. YG and Problem, for some reason, I remember listening to them back-to-back, side-by-side.
I feel it.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever twerked to Pantera?
No, the band?
Yeah.
No.
But you don't care about this band at all, even though it's your last name?
It's my made-up last name.
Right.
It's because my dad changed it because he was an actor, and he said that America's racist. And so he came, he's like, no one wants to, you know, people call you terrorists and stuff because you're Persians. He was like, we're going to change our last name to Pantera to make it sound a little bit more, you know, European or like Italian.
Was
so
that weird
I
for you as a kid?
Up. No, it was easy. He was like, this is your acting name, Alexis Pantera. I was like, okay. Like, everyone had an acting name.
Right.
So I just took it and I ran with it and I kept it. But Pantera, my dad listened to Scorpions, Depeche Mode. Like, he never listened to Pantera though. Although
I've
heard them.
They're like a million times harder than the fucking Scorpions.
Yeah. Yeah. Love music.
When Pantera was one of the first like real hard ass metal bands I ever heard. That's and so funny. It scared the fuck out of me.
I don't listen to it that often, but I've heard it and it wasn't bad. I didn't mind it.
It's aggressive. Cool. RIP Dimebag, man. That's the one who died, right?
Dimebag? Aww.
Dimebag Darrell, they killed him on stage.
That's sad. What? Who? Is that like a
one
fan?
Of the dudes from Pantera? Yeah, like a crazy fan, opened fire, and like, I'm pretty sure, I might be making this up. I hope not, but I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
False facts with Adam 22.
Spreading misinformation. All right,
but that's all I have coming up. I got my show coming up. You know, I just want people to tap into my music, get to know my brand, and hopefully they have a good time and they're inspired by something.
There it is.
Yeah. Follow me on OF.
Follow me on OF. No, follow me on Patreon.
I do all follow my him on Patreon. I only Patreon. Got my OF, my Spotify. Go follow me on Spotify.
My OF drops soon.
You're by yourself?
Man, some girl was telling me to do it the other day, and I really actually started thinking about it. I'm like, why wouldn't I do it? And then I was like, I feel like my OnlyFans would be all my fans calling me gay.
You don't have an OnlyFans.
I feel like it would be all my friends just saying,
where's
like, yo, this shit mad gay, son. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, why are you here?
Adam? Where is it?
I don't. I'll leave it to my girls' OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. The girls' OnlyFans. Okay. I was like, where's your content at then? Where do people see it at?
I don't want to be the star of the show.
Okay, fine. Listen, you'll see a lot of great content online.
She's the star of the show.
I got
show
a music video coming out. Come see me perform live. I want you guys to come see me perform live. I'll be in Florida, and you'll see me around soon.
Let's go. Yes. I'm going to tell my girl that she needs to holler at you for some twerk lessons.
And we can do a collaboration.
Oh, I love it.
Let's make some money, honey.
Easy.
Easy peasy. Thank you.
Lexi Pantera, YouTube, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Ow! The patrons are on the screen right now. Shout out to everybody who watched this. I have to keep this going for 30 seconds while these patrons roll across the screen. The whole thing.
I'm very happy you brought me here.
Josh already did it, actually, I guess.
What else do I have to add to this? What else we got going on? Go buy my merch. I got some cool ass merch.
You got lanyards?
Lanyards, no.
Bracelets?
I have like t-shirts and
okay,
stuff
that
like
makes sense. Canteens?
Like, no.
Condoms.
Soap dispenser. Yeah, I have everything. Look at the Virgin Lex, this thing going on, the phone case.
Virgin Lex.
Someone made these cool pants and I'm wearing Crocs. These are cool too, no?
You definitely
I like
dripping.
Wearing boutique things.
Right.
Rather, but then I also love my Louis Vuitton.
So where'd the Virgin thing come from just before we
Virgin
end
Lex?
Yeah.
You know, someone nicknamed me and I just liked it and I kept it.
Is it supposed
it
to
was
be
like
ironic?
A rebirth. It's supposed to be a rebirth of me.
Oh.
Isn't it ironic?
I like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ah!
Fix your time, bitch. Adam, thank you so much.
No, that was great.